Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
My resolutions for 2024 are all about me.
Me, 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 me.
The things I'm bringing into 2024 are reading less, hanging out with friends less, only when I want to.
Trey, who you hang out with this year?
Trey. What I'm out on this year, exercising when I don't want to, and salad.
Salad's just a cultural construct.
It's not even a real thing you eat. 2024 is about finally being my true self. So I'm trying to fit in this box, doing what others want me to do because it's like a loving, selfless thing to do.
Ugh. Trey, help! Can you puke everywhere? Help!
I gotta love myself. I love me.
2024 is about me being a selfish piece of shit. It's time to truly be in love with me. He's the best.
So join me in this year's resolutions, because 2024 is our year.
Well, no, it's me. I'm putting myself in front of everyone else, because that's a way to be a better person.
2024 is here. Katie, what's your word of 2024?
You love the words.
The word. What's your word?
Oh, wow. You really put me on the spot here this morning.
Jake, do you have a word?
Yeah. Black.
Okay. I could see where that you could be taking that. Could you elaborate, or is it more abstract?
Katie and I were just talking before the podcast. I was asking her for advice how to get into black coffee. And so that's my main goal. And also...
Love that.
Anything else?
Yeah. Any way you want to take it?
Yep.
Wow. You support it.
Yeah, I think black coffee is a good start. And that's my goal this year, is get into that.
Great. Katie? I know. Now she's embarrassed. Hers was white. She just wants to see more of it.
That is horrible.
We are back in studio. Happy New Year, everyone. It's going to be a great year. I am starting it off with an 86-hour fast.
From food?
Isn't that annoying? I do. I cold plunge now. I do it all. I'm a sucker.
He is a basic bro.
I'm a basic bro deep down, and that's fine. But
that's
I'm doing
why
it.
He
Dana
makes
White,
fun
did you ever see this? He posted a video, like this viral thing, you know, because he's this beacon of health now. I don't know if you've seen Dana White. He's like a six pack and all this. And he's like, he talks about this guy. He's like, I'm never going to a doctor again. This guy right here, he told me I have 10.4 years left. Unless I do this, which automatically makes me not believe anything he says.
Yeah, I don't think the doctor said that. I don't think a doctor measures years in decimals.
Yeah, but anyway, he went viral just describing this 86-hour fast and how all these benefits and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And so people started doing it. And I was like, my December was so disgusting that I'm like, I just need to not eat for a few days. So I'm going to try it.
Real quick.
Currently 3 hours in.
86 hours is 3 full days and then 14 hours. Is that right?
Yeah. I didn't even think how that is not an even like half a day.
Yeah. It's just one extra night, I guess.
I don't know. That's the magic number. So we're back. Like, subscribe. It's going to be a great year. Correct opinions. Let's do this. Roll music.
Correct opinions.
You've seen the trend. There's always a trend with the New Year stuff. The ins and the outs.
Oh, yeah. That's this year's trend. Yeah.
And they're... my issue with New Year's resolutions is people don't, they're not like actionable goals or like
smart goals.
Yeah, smart goals. What does that stand for?
Specific, actionable,
measure. How do you spell smart?
Wait.
Smart. That's really great.
Measurable,
actionable, realistic,
and
time. Like a
time-based.
Time-based.
Yeah. It's got to be based in the reality of time.
But although I will say specific and measurable, a little redundant. I don't think we need the M. I spell it SART. SART goals.
SART.
Specific and measurable is redundant.
Well, I want goals too that are honorable. So I go SHART. And my SHART goals, but they'll just be like out, not loving myself. In being truly myself.
My girls.
Yeah.
Not boys.
I saw a lot of those. Yeah. No, out, guys. In, focusing on my females. All right.
I follow a girl on Instagram because she used to like, what's her name? Elise, whatever. She's like that, where she just tells funny stories. It's not Elise, but it's like her, where she can just make anything funny the way she tells a story. And so I follow this girl, and she is big, and I think it's become popular. She coined the phrase in 2024, she's going boy sober. Have you guys seen this?
No.
Like as being genuine or being funny?
As like a genuine like kind of thing. Okay, I think it's like 2024 is my year. Like I'm not going to do guys. And I don't know if it's like asexual or just like I'm taking a break. Maybe she's doing a fast. But
we all know that's not going to last a whole year.
A lot of people saying out on like delivering food. I've been seeing some of that. Out on like, it's like that'll, how long is that going to last? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here's some good example. Ins and outs. In, manifesting.
I mean.
Time to start.
The type of person to do this, 100% believes in manifesting.
It just says reading books.
That's a smart goal there.
That's a good goal. Read them. Wearing sunscreen.
That is smart.
Out, doing a workout you dread. That's a great.
Wait.
Doing something hard and difficult.
Yeah.
Done with that. Talking down to yourself. Gatekeeping. What's gatekeeping? I see that word a lot. Does anyone know?
I think it's for the
rodeo. I still really know what gaslighting is. And that's your fault, Katie.
Yeah. Okay.
That's perfect.
Oh, that's funny right there. People do that out. People pleasing.
That's
saying yes when you want to say no. A lot of people's ins and outs or resolutions are kind of like, I'm going to be worse person.
Yeah, I kind of just want to be selfish and lazy.
Yes. Selfish. I'm in on that.
Why is it so bad to get food delivered now that I'm thinking about it? That's an amazing.
You work hard, you pay an extra $8 to have it delivered.
They're just trying to save some money.
It's winter, it's cold. I don't want to drive to Sarpino's. Just bring it to me.
On New Year's Day, where, you know, people are like, we need some Starbucks because our local places were closed in New Year's Day. Starbucks, they're thriving. And Katie was trying to get it, like, will someone want to go with me, watch Thomas? I'm like, get on an app. And they're bringing it to us.
Any of them.
Any of them.
They're all bringing it to you.
I don't know. Okay, does anyone know what a lucky rabbit's foot is? Because I feel like I'm holding a giant.
I thought it was going to be a Starbucks drink.
I thought it was just a random thought. Like, I do know what a rabbit's foot is.
Have you guys heard of a pot of gold? Are those real?
What? Is it really lucky?
Have you? I had a rabbit's foot.
Oh,
which is so. I remember I found it years later. It's like, this is a legit like taxidermy rabbit's foot. It's gross.
That's weird, but apparently it's lucky. So my word of the year is lucky because I'm starting out the year with a giant rabbit's
That's foot. Right. Yeah, we're struggling in the studio today. I forgot some of the podcast here we took to Australia.
I like it. So. It's a little more feminine, right?
Which I don't know, guys, if you knew this or not, I went to Australia. It's kind of been my personality for the last month. Yeah, Australia.
I show up to your New Year's Eve party, and I just spoke an Australian accent for an hour.
Sorry. Ugh, I keep doing that.
I just can't get it out of my throat. Ugh. It's stuck.
I like it at O's.
Were you inspired with the mustache because of Australia? Because there were a lot of mustaches in Australia.
There were. I'll tell
huge.
You.
Huge.
This is inspired by a little bit of laziness. Got back from Australia. Didn't want to do a darn thing for a little bit. One of those things that I stopped doing was shaving. And I was like, you know what? This is a good time. Let's see if I can grow a beard. Because no men in my family ever have. So
I was wondering. I didn't think you could.
Yeah. You're but going for it.
I've never tried it. Well, I did go for it. And yeah, verdict is in.
can't do it.
Okay.
Yeah. This area right here, we're a little weak right here. So instead, I was like, let's shave it all off. New Year's Eve party. I'll rock a mustache, and I haven't shaved it off yet. Yeah. So that's why I got here.
Yeah, they're in. Out with beard, in with mustache.
In mustaches. Out calling back my parents.
Yeah. Talking to them when I want. Here's another one I saw. Out. HIIT workouts.
Why not?
There's a weird movement of like, why was I doing all these hard workouts?
People are actually doing that. And that's they're posting it publicly?
That's a scary new trend that everyone's like, anything that's difficult, we're getting rid of, even to the point of like when it's even good for you. Like, well, I was pushing myself a little too hard. What am I, part of the Olympics?
It is funny because like the people that are putting these probably weren't pushing themselves that hard to begin with doing them.
Yeah,
right.
You know, they're doing it halfway. It's like, that's so funny that the pendulum has swung like
so much. 2024, it's like this time when you're like, oh, the gym's overcrowded. People are like, I'm going to do it less.
I saw a post today that was someone was like, went to the gym and there was no one there. What is going on?
I saw just a friend of mine. They're like, Planet Fitness, there's no one here on January 1st. This is crazy. And that's the trend now. It's like, why would I get food delivered when I already have ice cream in my freezer?
Mm-hmm.
That's way easier. My friend Scott, this is a Mormon leg for the OG listeners, so correct your opinions. He recently got a job at Hostess, and I think in his interview, he brought up like, you know, to whatever higher up he was talking to, he's like, is anyone here like at all worried about America trending healthier and, you know, us having to pivot? And they said, absolutely not.
Yeah. Like,
we're not going to offer a sugar-free version. No. We're doing just fine.
They love these little cakes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not embarrassed to admit, but we did yesterday, we made the traditional like New Year's meal, like black-eyed peas, collards, cornbread.
Whoa. What do you mean traditional New Year's meal?
Okay, it's definitely a Southern thing.
It is traditional. No, it's everywhere thing. We saw part of it was Midwest, a little Southern. Katie's a big fan of this. My family never did this.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, black-eyed peas on New Year's Day?
They each mean like something for the New Year. Prosperity. Like it's like prosperity or
what's
like
what's black-eyed
health.
Peas? Black.
Well, black, that's my word.
Katie, you should have done them. Stop.
She cooked them. She cooked them, and then she
had cauliflower, white broccoli.
Yeah,
white broccoli. Yeah, there's and they do. You do pork. They all like it means something. But we grew
you
up
do pork.
Doing,
I'm 30. Because pigs. What was the word?
They
do what forward? What do animals do?
They poop forwards. Pigs do. They're
like they were saying
root,
like,
root,
root, root.
They root forward.
Oh.
Chickens root backward. So they say pig, you know, we're going forward.
We're going forward.
Sauerkraut.
You eat sauerkraut with
long strands of sauerkraut mean to longevity.
I'm 32 years
collard
old.
Collard greens.
I've never heard of this.
Black.
Are collard you guys messing greens. With
it's,
me?
No, I'm...
It's, each food item has a word?
Yeah, yes. No, this is real.
Look at it. It's definitely... I mean, those are classically Southern foods, really.
Yeah.
You know what? So. We never did collards growing up. And Katie's... little Southern vibe did it, and I'm here to say I'm a huge collard green fan.
They're good,
when they're done, right?
Yeah.
Why don't we cook other greens like collard greens? It'd surely be good
because it's a pretty hearty leaf. You could do kale like that, but like
it'd like get all mushed.
You
up.
Couldn't do like spinach like
okay,
that.
Okay, I got it.
Is this a New Year's Day meal?
Yes.
New Year's Day, or you could eat it New Year's Eve as well.
Have you heard of the grapes thing?
I mean, you can tell me anything. I haven't heard of it.
You eat 12 grapes at midnight. I get because it's like of the 12 months to bring you good luck or something. I saw a clip of someone being
okay,
like,
I haven't
why
heard
are
that.
There? Why are all the grapes gone at this grocery store? And I think it's a certain region or maybe more northeast. But yeah.
Well, there's also a trend on TikTok with grapes where you like Lauren was telling me, my friend who was in town, like kind of like these girls who on New Year's Eve are kind of just like sitting by themselves, like eating grapes, and they kind of record themselves like, here I am.
Cool trend.
Oh, wow. So it's such a trend of being, it's like a fun,
like I'm cute, alone. Like,
yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's when people's personality is like New Year's Eve.
But
the
they're
worst
like,
is people like, we celebrated at 9:30.
But they're like cool. At a party, I think. And they're kind of like off by, I don't know. I didn't look it up.
Oh, wow.
But
they like brought grapes to a party.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. Something like that.
Have you heard of this was more like West Coast. My family did it. Where you eat a whole raw russet potato, right as the ball drops.
Really?
To signify like restraint in the New Year.
Go take a cold shower and eat a potato. It's midnight, baby.
Okay, that one is made up.
No, we had a nice meal though.
We had the nice
Katie
meal.
Katie was really, really wanting to do the meal. She's like, "Let's. We should invite friends. We should do the meal. We should do the meal. I'll get it." And she just gets all the groceries, and she basically orchestrated this genius move where me and her friends cooked her a really nice meal that she wanted. So I hope you enjoyed it.
Hope you root forward this year.
Mm-hmm. I did. And then I cleaned. But we kind of like halfway through the day, around 3 p.m., we're kind of like, we didn't have dessert. We kind of needed some dessert.
Oh, no.
So we had some friends over. We Instacarted about 13 pints of ice cream.
Yeah.
Around 3 p.m.
Yeah. In. It's in. More ice cream. More deliveries.
And does ice cream have a word for 2024?
She did eat vanilla. She didn't want that.
Yeah. White. White and cholesterol. Mm-hmm. I did Google it. Lucky foods for 2024. I will say the first thing I clicked on didn't look good for you, Katie. It said onions, donuts, pork, dumplings. But then the second thing I clicked on is more, it says grapes, noodles and rice, black-eyed peas, collard greens, fish.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have pomegranates?
We do have pomegranates at home. Mm. Yeah.
Lucky year for us.
Yeah.
I'm excited. So hope everyone, let us know your ins and outs for this year in the comments on YouTube, Facebook. We really look forward to that. And we're going to have a great year.
Do you guys have resolutions? Do you have things that you're in on this year?
I do. I am excited. I don't do full blown year resolutions. I think I did it once or twice. And then you're surprised how many like goals you fail on.
Yeah.
Doesn't make you feel good. So I don't set the goals, but I am big on the quick reset. December is just all bets are off. So I'm a quick reset, getting back fit, watching what I eat. That's mainly what I do. And I'm dedicated to this. I was going to do it last year, but we had a child like a few weeks into the year. So I'm learning.
When's his birthday?
February 28th.
Yeah.
It's 3 weeks in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna learn learn an instrument better this year. Finally, yeah, make a goal. Point. Pay a guy lessons weekly.
I do think that's what you have to do at this age when you're busy. You have to pay someone to
like I gotta show up.
To make you show up.
That's what I'm doing. That's my only real thing.
That's pretty exciting, though.
Yeah,
in your 30s to be doing that. What do you have the instrument narrowed down?
Piano.
Oh, okay. Sucks for Alan.
Yeah,
he can be done. We're trying to boot him out of the tour. That's
the goal. cut costs there.
On the tour. Yeah, my goal for this year is to learn piano and then clone myself so I can open for myself on the road.
Yeah, and then create a new character and write 30 more minutes. So this is this year's.
Alan and I don't know if you even know this, Alan and I are always debating who's more replaceable on tour and on the road. Always trying to figure out, like, who...
Sure. How are you feeling out here?
Who is first to go? And so I think there was one show where Alan had to leave a weekend early or something like that. This happened a few months ago. It was, like, I think your first time performing without Alan for, like, two shows or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I was joking with Alan. I was like, the second Trey gets off stage that night, I'm going to tell him it wasn't even close to as good. Like, dude, something was off tonight. Oh, yeah. Oh, Alan wasn't here. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, that was night and day. They hated it. Yeah. Could you feel that?
Kind of.
Those are fun resolutions, though. Learning the piano.
Yeah, what's yours?
Rachel, a couple months ago, she's always, I mean, like, you know, when I think of a good idea, it's like, what if we went to, you know, Cancun, and Rachel's like, what if we gave up sugar and ran a bunch? So our ideas are very different. But probably a month ago, she's like, January 1st, I'm going to start running a mile a day. And she tells me about this enough to where I'm like, I probably should too.
No excuses.
Like, just going to try to.
Yeah, for the whole year, run just minimum 1 mile every day. It takes 10 minutes. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to try to do it too. Cool. So yeah, 2 days in, ran a mile each day. No problem.
Outside.
Yeah, it's cold.
Right. I like that. I knew a guy once who he'd been like on 5 years of mile every day, no matter what.
Really?
And he posted. It was kind of cool. I mean, full-blown blizzard.
Really?
He's out there just covered in snow. Got the mile in. You suck it up for 9 minutes.
Yeah, it's not that long.
If you run it every day, you could get that down to 7. You could, I mean.
Right. Mine is, so for January at least, a little more, like no excuses, exercise every day.
And don't eat.
And don't eat.
Trey.
No, and sauna plunge every day I'm home.
Yeah. I'm worried about the mile on our travel days, like flying into a town, you know.
That's what I'm talking about, no excuses. When we're on the road, you kind of wake up and you're like, yeah. I mean, come on, it's a show. I'll do this in my head before. I'm like, well, I am like fairly active up there for an hour.
You're a physical comedian.
Yeah. And I'm sweating, so.
You do sweat. You know,
that's what got rid of my Whoop. Those things, I don't buy them. Some people really, yeah. I wore them. I got on tour because like, this will be fascinating. Make sure I'm like being
that's cool.
recovering. But there's like a couple nights on the bus, I definitely tossed and turned. It's like your sleep quality was 100% for 9 hours. And then I wore it on stage and it told me I burned like the same amount of calories as if you did an hour of like a full-blown like Orange Theory class. And I was like, that's not possible.
Unless you're just extremely nervous up there. Yeah, your heart's like, beating like crazy.
So I don't know. Maybe it didn't work for me.
I kind of thought about, you know, have you seen the Ring ones?
Yes.
Might be better. Maybe more accurate.
I bought one briefly to try it out. I was like, hey, that'll just be my wedding ring. I got to wear a ring anyway.
Yeah.
And I think we got to wait for the technology, or, you know, we at least need to wait for a new version of the ring. Because the one that I wore was very thick. It was like, I couldn't put these fingers next to it. Like, there was a little bit of a gap. Ew. Like, you couldn't close your hand because it was so thick.
I see.
So I was like, all right, I think the technology is cool, but it's just, they can't make it slim enough quite yet.
Okay.
So.
Was it black?
This year will be. This year will be.
Okay. Katie, any resolutions?
I'm going to try to expand our family.
Oh my gosh. There, you heard it here first. Adopt a white kid. we're getting older. Thomas, he's about to start walking, running around. Mm-hmm. We're going to stop nursing.
Yeah.
I think we're done. Like, are we done?
I mean, we were going to try and like wean this month, but he's making it pretty clear that we're done because he is causing me pain. and he thinks it's funny.
What do you mean?
He's biting me. And he thinks it's funny.
He laughs?
Yes.
He bites you and then laughs?
Yes.
Maybe he's just in the mood for something different. You should give it a try.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone... That feels like a unique reason to stop nursing. He's laughing as he bites me. That's kind of weird.
Is he like, is something wrong with him?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. So are these two things connected? I don't know how the miracle of life works. Do you need to stop nursing before you can try to expand your family?
So being pregnant the first time is like I do it. Okay. But then the second kids after that, it's through biting the nipples.
Got it. See, I knew there was something missing, so.
So that's why it's a little earlier than we thought, but.
Okay.
Wait, you can't nurse while you're pregnant?
It depends. There is an old wives' tale that people are like, you can't get pregnant while you're nursing. But
that's where it comes from.
That is not totally true. It could be true, but it's not totally true.
I'm most wives' tales I'm into. Mm-hmm. I believe them.
Are they wives' tales or wise tales?
You know, I would love to know the answer to that.
I thought it was wives.
I thought it was wives, too.
I think I've always said wives, but as you said wives, I was like, I think that's
but
correct.
What does
that's
that mean? Right. Old wives? So it's just like a bunch of
we just know women make stuff up.
Like a 70-year-old woman, she's learned some stuff. She's got some quirky phrases to tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
I trust her.
That's fair.
Let's look up wives' tales.
You ever said something wrong your whole life? I thought it was in intents and purposes. My whole life.
Like inside of a tent?
Like the word intent.
Oh, you're saying
for all intents and purposes. Which makes maybe more sense.
Intents and purposes.
For all intensive purposes. You're saying these purposes are intense? I'm saying your intent and your purpose. For all your intents and your purposes.
Oh, yeah, I thought that's what it was.
Intensive purposes.
Really?
Wow, see?
See, a lot of people, oh, wow. Because the common mistake that I thought it
Jared,
was...
Jared, did you have it wrong, too?
I'm taking you on this one, too, actually.
I think it's intense. It's like your intent.
Wait.
For your intent.
What, was I backwards? Was I backwards?
Were you saying...
No. Wait, is it... I'm Googling it now. Google this, Jared. I think it's a 50-50...
This is great.
Intensive purposes?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had it backwards.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I always thought... I'm sorry. Yeah. I always thought it was intensive purposes.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
To myself. Just, the correct one is intents and purposes. I always like, for all intensive purposes.
Yeah. And that's the common mistake. People think it's intense. It's for all intents in purposes or intensive purposes. Yeah, it's intent.
Can I make another confession?
Yeah.
I still don't understand what mutually exclusive means. Anytime anyone says, I've Googled it, I can't wrap my head around it. I mean, those things aren't mutually exclusive. Because it's almost like a double of it. Those things are not mutually exclusive. And I'm just like, I don't know.
I should start making a list of phrases that don't make sense to me either. Because there are a handful of them like this out there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and think of less. Oh, people just use that wrong.
That's just wrong.
Yeah, you're just supposed to say, I couldn't care less.
I understand. Mutually exclusive, don't know what it means.
This is not totally the same, but the word anyways, just fun fact for you, not a word. It's anyway, every time. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Trey's big on that.
Anyways.
Here's some wives' tales about pregnancy. Here we go, fitting. You know what? Fill in the blank. If the fetal heart rate is under 140 beats per minute, it's a blank.
It's a boy. I forget. I think girl is a higher heart rate.
Yeah. That's the wives' tale.
Yeah.
It says a baby girl's heart rate is usually faster than a boy's, but only after the onset of labor. So it says this wives' tale is false.
Acne. Like if you have more acne, it's a boy or.
I think it's a girl.
If the mom does.
Yeah. I think it's a girl because the girl is stealing your beauty.
Wow. This one's about. I'm not going to say this one, but this one's a. the wives' tale is about the nipple color and it affect and being boy or girl. So let's do a different one. extra weight out front means a girl. Weight around the hips and bottom indicates a boy. You heard that one?
I have not.
Well, think These about can
get
it.
Weird, yeah.
If a woman's carrying low, it's a boy. If she's carrying high, it's a girl. You heard that one?
I have heard that one, yep.
Wow.
What if the wife is being a total.
What if the wife gains weight everywhere?
Yeah.
Twins?
What if she's out on workouts?
Oh, here it is. Don't breastfeed a toddler during pregnancy because the new baby needs all the nourishment it can get. It also says false.
Yeah, I think it's right.
If a woman is healthy, breastfeeding during pregnancy won't harm her, the fetus or her toddler. So just be healthy.
She just has to eat 5,000 calories to make that happen.
Ran on being healthy.
If the woman eats pasta for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, this should be fine.
Right.
Okay.
I love wives' tale.
Three humans.
You heard it here first.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
New Year's resolutions, we kicked in the new year with a great party that Katie put together. Katie and I threw a New Year's party. I think New Year's is the move because we've done some Christmas parties because we're out of town. We're in Australia.
Sorry, mate.
So we're like New Year's, but New Year's is great because no one wants to plan.
Everyone wants New Year's Eve plans.
Yeah, I think that's the new way to go. We had a great time.
The only thing I was thinking was, I don't know how long we're going to do this, but at some point, Thomas will want to like have a New Year's Eve. Do we just do a?
No, we won't.
Do we just?
We just never educate him on the holiday.
Yeah, never finds out about it.
I was just thinking we could do a like fake Christmas New Year's Eve the day before.
Yeah,
like,
any
it's
day.
New Year's Eve,
June 15th. New Year's Eve. He won't know.
And he can celebrate it, and then we can go do ours.
I have seen like on TikTok, like parents are playing like an old YouTube video with the ball dropping at 3:30. Like it's daylight out. The kids just have no idea. Like, I guess it's midnight. We got to go to bed soon.
So we had a brilliant, great time. A lot of fun. Jake and Rachel were there. A bunch of people, 100 people.
Family owner was party. There.
Whole family man
was there. Yeah. We had a nice drink. My favorite go-to drink when I'm celebrating, Negroni.
Mm. Blech.
Thought it was a pasta.
Mm. No.
I think I've ordered that before.
Have you messed with ChatGPT-4 much when you can like generate the images? It's my new favorite hobby.
Really? I didn't know you could do images on 4.
So I was excited. I was gearing up with my buddies. So I was like, guys, I have some fellow friends who like Negronis. And I was like, guys, are you excited to enter the Negron zone tonight? And it's a whole thing. So I asked ChatGPT-4. I said, please create, show a few guys laughing so hard, just surrounded by endless Negronis. And this is how we celebrated. This is me and a few of my friends.
Just, it kind of looks like you guys.
Just surrounded by what looks like maybe 10,000 Negronis.
The Negron zone.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a great image. That's ChatGPT-4.
Yeah.
Wow.
I will admit,
it says the Negron
creepy.
Zone back there. I will admit that it's not great. You can see it's misspelled. It threw an extra R in there.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It might have said something like really offensive at one point, getting it wrong with that first word. So we deleted that one. And then you could just keep going. I'm like, show the whole party. show the entire party. Oh, these are hilarious.
Yeah, send it again.
Oh, I'm going to send a new one. I'm proud of this one. I said, show the entire party just swimming in the Negron zone. It's just an unbelievable party. And it is fun. I sat there for 45 minutes laughing to myself just making these. So this was basically what the party was. We had a great time.
Negroni zone. Oh, my gosh. That's exactly what it looks like at the
Didn't
party.
It? It was weird, right? Everyone was swimming.
Everyone was in a tuxedo.
You know what's
and they were
funny is that I bet like most, it was just kind of like your friend group drinking those.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think they're...
They're very... I don't know. I mean, when you first drink one, they're just disgusting. But for some reason, I've grown to like it.
Yeah,
that's
I'm not a
big
image.
Fan. Amazing image. I can't stop staring at it.
Isn't that amazing? It just whipped it up in like 10 seconds.
Okay, next year, I expect everyone in tuxes. That looks
wow.
fun, right?
It is kind of fun. I mean, that's a lot to ask, but
it is a lot to ask. But
I think people dressed up. You're looking good in the turtleneck. Looking pretty fashionable.
You know,
a little bit of this.
Nothing crazy.
People
nothing
dressed crazy. Up. It was good. People really like went with the New Year's and did a lot of like sparkly things. It was good.
Yeah,
Katie looked great. She. Where'd you get that, Zara?
No, ASOS.
ASOS.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much the female worries about. Katie was so stressed about it. I was going to wear. She's like, what are you wearing? What are you? I was like, I don't wear something. She
because,
just thought,
but,
you have to buy something new.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. There's things in my closet.
But it's because, like, you don't, like, your suit. I knew you were going to want to wear a jacket or something. And you don't really think about, like, dry cleaning things or, like, if it's, you know, ready to go.
I'll wear it numerous times before I dry clean it. And I wore my new shoes I got for Christmas.
You got your new shoes, but you know what? You wore a suit.
Shout out Cool Han.
That was dry clean because I got all your stuff dry clean because I knew you wouldn't think about it.
Oh, thank you. We're such a good team.
I know.
Rachel was set on like, I have to,
go
like I
something.
Need to go to like H&M or something. Like I have to find something to wear for this. I was like, oh, we just had Christmas. You got all sorts of stuff. She's like, it's New Year's Eve. It's got to be sparkly. Which
yes.
I didn't realize that rule, but she went and found something.
She went with a fun pink jacket. That was very fun.
She does like the vibrant blazers.
Yeah.
Kind of into it.
It was cute.
Fun little look.
All right. Happy New Year's, everyone. Let's get into, we got some great content. We've all been on our phones over the holidays. I came across some good content. Katie, let's look at this. This was a big one. I really enjoyed Katie. What, you saw people post on this? The bathtub here?
Mm-hmm. I think it'll be a good way to reset. I'm thinking about doing this today as a way to reset.
Cool. This was genius here, mm-hmm. the way they...
And what's the color of most bathtubs? White.
Mm.
Yep.
2024.
Black tub would actually be terrifying.
Yeah, that'd be gross.
there was a black tub at one of our Airbnbs. That one in Waiheke Island.
But it was like a cool one.
It was. It was like the whole house was black. It was a vibe.
Okay.
What in the world?
It's mostly meant for the holidays, so maybe I missed, you know, my...
Oh, it's a cram... Is that cranberry juice?
Uh-huh.
Look at Ocean Spray's comment.
Look at Ocean Spray's.
The cranberry
okay,
brand
so,
does a thinking
for,
emoji.
For
She's
people,
just pouring Ocean Spray into the water?
Yeah, for people just listening, this woman is making a cranberry
orange slices,
potpourri
cinnamon.
Bath. So she put cranberry juice
well,
in the
those
water.
Those are good.
Those apparently are not sugared. They're apparently Epsom salt on
Dang
the
it.
Cranberries.
Epsom salt cranberries.
Anne is lighting a candle. She's making...
This feels like a sour experience.
She's making a cocktail that she's going to sit in, essentially.
Do you have any open wounds?
Yeah.
Or even openings. I mean, like, this can't be good for
I mean, the comments...
She said, make
sure
take some time to relax. Remember why we do it all and reset your focus.
I don't really... Some of these comments are maybe like a little... Maybe inappropriate, but hilarious. So if anyone wants to...
Comment section on social media is just the absolute best.
So good.
I mean, it... Yeah, someone's like, you're asking an awful lot of that white towel when you get out of a cranberry bath.
That is so much work.
And then she did another video of her cleaning it. And someone was like, nothing. She's using a toothbrush to like scrub.
She's
the
like,
rat
wow,
out.
I ruined my tub. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone's like, nothing relaxes me more like manual labor.
Okay. Take your cranberry bath this year. Cranberry. Wow. Can you imagine walking on your wife sitting in a dark red bath?
I called 911. I wouldn't even ask questions.
Okay, Derek, go back. Show the women speaking of more interesting women with just alternative ways of living their lives. Please, this woman, the title is Shake Hands with a Tree.
I'm going to shake your hand.
Yeah.
I'm going to shake your hand.
Shake your hand. Shout out. It's a new exercise for us all to try.
Cool. Can't wait.
Ever taken the time to shake hands with a tree?
No.
If not, you need to give it a try. And I'm going to show you how to do it.
I don't like
Step
people
one,
like this.
Step one, have naked feet. Take your shoes off and do naked a really quick
feet?
Grounding
just say
exercise.
Barefoot.
Yeah. Second, rub your hands to go really, really fast. Activate those hands, viewers.
Why'd
and then
to do
find
it?
A branch. Sorry. Find a branch that calls you in, one that is lined up with your heart. And then all you have to do
get out of here.
Is hold. Hold the branch very gently. Don't squeeze it. You can even just like hold a bubble around it, but feel for the energy flow. You might feel really hot in the palms of your hands. You might feel energy
because you just did
you
this
or
to them.
You through your hands or your heart or your body.
You might,
the
you know, this is just me. You might be getting very
like
turned on.
Your body
you don't know what'll happen.
Yeah. Pay attention to your subtle senses. Pay attention to what's going on in your body. This is a really cool and fun exercise. What I found is that as I move through the forest, some trees will almost feel like their arms or branches are reaching out, wanting to shake
That's
my hand.
That's what trees
so
do.
To you, take a minute, shake their hand.
Some trees might.
And see what happens. Have you ever?
They might assault you. I've had a few frat boy trees come through here.
A couple lacrosse trees
trying to suck my naked toes.
Yo,
naked feet.
Yeah,
let's start there.
Naked?
Let's start very start. Start. I mean, I feel like the weirdest nature people gotta have the red hair. So red. I think that's just already leading her down a weird path.
Red armpit hair, too. I would bet $1,000 she doesn't use deodorant.
$1,000. And she's just, yeah, it's, you might feel warm. You just, the energy, it's like coming, the tree.
Yeah, that was
sort, she was like, a lot no, of do this vibes. For 10 seconds. You might feel warm in the palm of your hands. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what friction is.
Your
it's
toes,
not the tree.
You might start to lose feeling in your feet because of the tree's energy.
Because you're barefoot naked. In the winter outside.
Get your naked feet. That's so weirdly on brand for this type of person. You're just like too good for to say barefoot.
So
how'd you find that?
The Rectis sent it. Shout out the Rectis.
Okay.
Send us all your stuff at the email correct@trakeny.com or DM us on the Correct Opinions.
Whoever sent that one, keep them coming.
Yeah.
You're on the right algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
That's fascinating.
My tree told me to commit tax fraud. Now what? I don't know do you feel like the tree is in on it or she like, are these consensual trees or is she being respectful to the nature?
It's so interesting that she like said, like, have you ever shaken hands with a tree? And then we get to step two of it. She's like, actually don't even touch it.
Yeah.
Just get
You don't
near
have to touch it.
It.
You just can hold a bubble around it.
Hold a bubble around it. Like that's,
so
that's not how you shake.
You don't have to touch.
I want to grab the tree and just shake the whole thing up and down. Now we're shaking hands with the tree. That would be fun.
Someone said, you ever cut down one with a hatchet? It's empowering to make their friends watch. Make their friends watch. Oh.
Yeah.
So we'll stay in touch with her. It looks like she's got a lot of tips on how to connect with the trees around us. So.
Okay.
Stay tuned for more of that.
Okay.
Because I'm never going to get tired of that. Jake, you have anything for us?
Yes, Derek, I texted to you this. I don't know how. Unfortunately, this is not something someone sent to me. I found this on my own.
Your algorithm.
It was me.
You here.
It was my Explore page. And I just want to get your guys' thoughts on it because I'm not a parent. So I want to see what you guys think.
Great. Oh, we got some parenting advice?
Yes.
Or?
Yeah.
Ooh.
We could
okay.
use some of that.
Yeah.
Why my kids wear jerseys of sports players? Because you'll never wear another man's last name on your back if it's not your last name. Because I want my kids to understand that our last name is the best last name in the world. And if they truly feel that, every waking day, they're going to give 100% effort in everything they do because their last name is attached to it.
and it's got to mean something to them. Because your first name can mean anything, but that last name, that's something that's going to be passed down for generations to come. That's your legacy. Well, I don't let my kid.
His son's going to hyphenate.
Yeah.
His son's going to hyphenate.
I mean, the best reveal is like, what's their last name? It's something just awful. It's just Fanny. What's their last name? What's his tag?
I don't know.
That's just, I mean, what? You're just breeding the worst last name. Best last name in the
Moon.
World.
His last name is Moon.
Moon?
Moon?
I mean, Fanny.
That is kind of a cool last name, though.
Moon.
Moon.
Moon. Yeah, what do you think, Katie? No jerseys like, for his kids.
Okay, Dad, I just, my favorite player is
Patrick Mahomes.
My favorite player is Lamar Jackson.
No! It's Moon!
It's Moon.
It's only Moon.
It's only Moon.
It's just kind of, it's just too intense. I mean, you're just making things, you're just making problems that don't exist.
Hyphenate. The hyphenated last name. What do you, give you a shout out. Katie's dad, this is his favorite bit. So I give a shout out. He's like, hyphenated last name, when is that in? You have three, four, two hyphenated last names get married, they have four last names. It's like, it's kind of a very logical way to,
I mean, that is,
at some point, someone's going to have to choose.
Someone's got to give.
Yeah, if two hyphenated last names get married and they want a hyphen, what do they do?
They got to go four.
Or you pick one from each, but then you're...
That's offensive. I've been seeing a trend too. These women, some of these girls, they don't want their dad walking down the aisle because, like, I don't need a man to give me up. I give myself up.
Oh, it's your dad.
I know that dad's probably so sad.
It's not like he's like carrying you on a leash. Like, yeah, she's your property now, boy. You know,
it's
respectful to you. I feel like we all have to stand and go, you look so beautiful, when it's like half the time.
Sometimes their hair looks so different.
Yeah, it normally looks. It's like, yeah, with this dress, it's dragging on the ground. It's not a practical dress. I'm not like, oh man, you know, a nice cocktail dress.
Yeah,
I'd give me New Year's sparkles.
Yeah,
but yeah, can you imagine being a dad? She's like, I don't want you to walk me down the aisle.
He's like,
well, how about, yeah, you pay for it, or I'm walking down the aisle.
Or I'm thinking, okay, what if maybe she's like, I am paying for it. Maybe,
well, she can kind of do what she wants.
Maybe he could ask for her to pay him back for like the 18 years that he did pay for her life.
Yeah, that's who.
I would not want to be a part of a family where the female does not want her dad walking her down the aisle, because that's not the only problem they have. Yeah,
that's true.
A lot of other stuff going on, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great. Should we get to some... Derek, did you ever find...
No.
All right, you keep us posted. Derek said he found the greatest video and then he lost it, but we're ready.
Some of the recties know it's a couple that fills out end of the year HR forms.
Okay, well, so, I need next week.
Somebody needs to find it.
Somebody recties sent it to us.
Couples that do.
Yeah,
it's like a business review of their year.
Yeah, and how good they did to each other.
Well, we are.
I would like to contact HR.
We are in a business relationship also, so.
Yeah. Fill me in on that.
Yeah. Elaborate.
You're in our business as well.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Who's HR?
Am I in our business threesome?
Currently.
Am I HR?
At our job. One of them.
I see. I'm like, you guys are getting paid for this? I thought you guys just were like talking.
Yeah, Jake. We just. Yeah, we're
just.
You just
want to talk to me.
Just getting paid for this.
It's just, we're just hanging out. It's all.
Oh.
Yeah, so
I had no idea.
Let's get some fan videos, and we'll end with a dramatic reading.
Cool.
Okay, who we got from the recties today? Again, send us your fan videos, your whatever you want to tell us at the email. correct@treykinney.com.
Hey, family man, how's it going? What'd you have for breakfast?
Whoa.
Hey, Trey Jake.
He had a Coca-Cola.
Calling in today to tell y'all a story about when I lived in Hawaii. It was around the time.
Is he in our home?
North Korea. Things were a little touchy, and Kim Jong-un was like, I might nuke you guys. You know, whatever. Didn't really understand it then. Don't really understand it now. But we were on a hike with some guests that were staying with us in Hawaii, and my brother's phone goes off while we're on the hike.
Yeah.
I was 10 or 11 at the time, trying to be all funny. And so it's one of those alarms that sounds like a flash flood or like an Amber Alert that you get on your phone. So it was one of those. Before my brother opened it, I was like, oh, what's the alarm? Guess that crazy Asian dude's finally nuking us, kind of thing. My brother opens the phone. I'll never forget it. Word for word, it was like, warning, ballistic missile inbound to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Immediate shelter. This is not a drill. And I was like, oh, that's... That's bad timing to jinx myself. But yeah, my dad was in the military at the time. He made a few calls. Sure enough, it was legit. So we started hiking down. 20 minutes later, found out it was a false alarm. Some idiot set it off. He got fired. So we went back to the top. And then at the top, there was a guy that we had passed previously. My dad asked him, he was like, did you not get the alarm? Like, he kept on hiking. He was like, yeah, I figured if I was going to die, might as well go out with a good view. And I was like, that's fair. Question for the pod. Jake, do you have any, like, it's popular now to say, like, dad lore stories where you're, you know, you're doing something that at the time you're like, hopefully we don't get caught, you know, sneaking around. But now you can tell us. And, yeah, thanks for the pod, guys. I like to listen while I work on a ranch here. It's really nice to listen to something. And, like, it just makes work more bearable and more entertaining. So, yeah, thanks, guys.
My guy, thank you. That was a specific question. Rack your brain on that. But I just, I don't.
Is
I don't,
he beautiful?
Yeah, he was like, I'm from Hawaii. I work on a ranch.
I need his hairstylist, honestly.
Yeah, the guy's flow is crazy. I don't think I knew that Hawaii dealt with that.
I had a friend in Hawaii, Kiana. That's my friend Kiana.
That's insane.
It went to their phone and said, this is not a drill.
This is
ballistic missile.
North Korea missile heading to Hawaii. Not a drill.
Is that like, because he kind of was like making jokes about it before. Is that like a known thing? Like, this could happen, haha.
I think it's probably when you have Pearl Harbor in the back of your head. So you think just like Hawaii just is like, a target for Asia.
It's just always a target.
Apparently there's only one button that the guy had to push for that alarm.
So it's kind of unfair to him.
It was a fluky system.
Yeah. That is...
It's a fluky system.
That's horrifying. That has to be... Yeah, smart guy. If a ballistic missile is coming, I guess...
Keep doing what you're doing, I mean...
You know what really stinks is, like, hiking can be fun, but I would never want to go on the same hike twice, and he had to go back down the mountain and then back up the mountain again. That's the worst part.
Continue the tour.
We got to hike this again? We already got halfway up.
Okay, what did he ask you? He asked if there's...
He called it a dad lore story?
Yeah, for all intents of dad lores. What is something I got away with maybe in high school that I can... talk about now.
Right. Like where you would have gotten trouble maybe when you said it then, but now you can say it because you're a grown man.
This is going to be disappointing. I mean, I don't know if you're going to be surprised by this, but
kid.
I didn't get in a lot of trouble. I mean, I'm the one who does the sheltered kid stuff. So I don't know. Sorry if I let you down, but there's nothing coming to mind yet where like I snuck this around my dad. He still doesn't know. It's like, no, I mean, we talk on the phone once a week. We have a great relationship. I'm sorry, beautiful boy.
Yeah, he's a good kid. I used to throw loose change at oncoming traffic.
Trey!
Does that answer your question?
Does that count?
We did that once, and then we hit the wrong car, and it was like, and it turned around, so we started running, and the guy...
Oh, you were not in a car, you were just on the side of the
street?
Yeah,
we were just like walking back from CC's Pizza.
That sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love CC's.
You know, it's kind of CC's, like, it charged us a round amount. I think back, it's crazy to think. It was, all you could eat was like
$3.99. Yeah.
So, you know, what, $4.43? So, I had a dozen chance. It was a group of us. And the car that parked, it was like we were all like 15. It was probably like some 20-year-old dude with his buddies. And they like chased us.
Kind of fun.
Good.
Yeah, it was a rush.
Did you break anyone's windshield?
Nope. Don't do that. It's highly illegal.
Oh,
it's crazy as time goes on. Like, my dad has stories. He's like, we used to, like, stuff clothes to make it look like a body, and we'd, like, pull it onto the road. You know, as time goes, like, now if you did change or whatever, like, you could go to jail.
Yeah.
It's just as time goes. Like, 50 years ago, you could just, like, beat a guy to death, and you just keep, go about your life. And now if you get any kind of, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. So don't do that. It's very bad.
Nowadays.
We did the ketchup packets. So you get them really tight and you just gently toss them at a car and it'll explode everywhere on them. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
It's not really cool when it explodes.
I'm actually serious. Yeah. Don't do that. Because that was very dumb. Like a perfect scenario could have been very dangerous.
Another one that people would die is what you put like the, you put the coin on the railroad track to flatten it, and then it shoots out and it can kill you.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Like, oh, wow. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Have you heard that?
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Derek, I just sent something to our group text. We click on it. The guy we just saw send us in a question reminds me of this kid that I follow on Instagram. They look so similar. I think they might be like brothers or something. But I want you guys to see. This is going to be hilarious that I follow him now. But just click on any one of his videos.
Shoot a cause.
It doesn't matter.
How old is he, like 12? He's like a patriot.
Educate you guys on all the new things in the world that I learn every day. Let me show you my setup real quick. Here is where I do my work on.
Okay,
here are the notes I take on the videos I watch.
Yeah, you clicked the wrong one.
Here are the three notebooks.
Click on the next one. This
is
how
I do it.
What are you going to do this year? Keep playing video games? Keep doing nothing with your life? Well, guess what? Didn't work last year, so why is it going to work this year? Do something with your life. Change things in your life to get the result you want. Follow me for more tips like this.
Click on the next one.
Oh, no.
This is a Gary Vee in training.
Then says to themselves, you know what? I think another 4 years sounds amazing. And because I'm going another 4 years, let me give you $100,000 to learn nothing. It's stupid. Escape the system. Follow me for more tips like this. In school,
he's awesome.
If you copy somebody's work, you're going to get punished. But in real life, if you copy somebody's work, you're going to make a lot of money. Follow me for tips like this.
Just steal people's content.
There's no...
Follow me for tips.
It's just like two sentences. Follow me for more tips.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, how old is he?
I followed him.
He looks like he's 12 or 13.
Entrepreneur. Yeah. This is like the downside of Gary Vee. You know, this guy, this poor kid got a hold of Gary Vee and he's like, yeah. Yeah, college. Yeah, you just call it every day his mom comes in there like, sweetie, you do your homework? It's like, F you, Mom.
Yeah.
School's dumb.
You went to college, you idiot.
Why do we wear seatbelts?
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's
escape
poor parents.
Escape the system, Mom. She's like, sweetie, we own the house.
I mean, every like teenager thinks that they know everything already. And this kid
the scariest part.
Thinks he knows everything and more.
Escape the system is such a funny thing to hear from a 12-year-old.
It
like,
is.
What system does he know of?
Wait,
like, is it Microsoft
scrolling.
Word?
The school
there's
system
one that says
the only
schools.
One
there's two videos. There's two videos. That one says school's a trap, and right next to it says what is homework anyway? And I'd really like to hear those before we move on.
Oh, no.
I've got one to show you guys too, now that you're thinking about it.
It's probably like 20 videos back. School's a trap. What is homework?
Yeah.
Really curious on those. Imagine going to school with this kid. Every day he shows up. imagine what he says to his teacher.
Yeah, maybe go up a little bit. Yeah, right in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is homework?
What is homework?
Right next to your cursor.
Yep.
What is homework? Is that extra school for 2 more hours when you already did 7 hours? Yeah, I think I'm going to pass because homework is literally fake. Why do I need to do an extra 2 hours of school? It's literally pointless. Follow me for more tips.
Banger.
He's not going to pay taxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
This kid. Okay, school's a trap.
It's literally
I love hearing
fake.
This.
Homework
what?
Is fake.
Let me just get this straight. I need to study people I'll never meet. I need to memorize countries I'll never go to. I need to do equations I'll never use. And this is the education system? No, it's the fraudy system.
Ooh.
What you need to do is you need to educate yourself. You need to go on the internet and grind.
Ooh.
Follow me to escape the system. Let me just get this straight.
Good
I need to study
sales.
People I'll never...
I would love to interview this kid's teachers.
I also feel like he probably won't visit a lot of countries.
Yeah.
He'll be on a no-fly list.
He'll be running a cult.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, one last one to show you guys. So you get the vibe of like most of his videos are kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
He posted one a couple weeks ago. Derek, go to the one, like if you look in the very top left of his profile, two down from that, the climate change one.
Oh, now we're getting into that. Oh, he's getting a little political on us.
Which one?
Two down from the top left.
Yeah, it says climate change. There you go.
Here's why climate change is a lie, using common sense. Ice glaciers melt. When ice melts, the water comes down. They say water's supposed to rise. Boom, just debunked it. Follow me for more tips like this.
What?
That one is one of my favorites.
Oh, no.
It's awesome.
I watch every one of them. The comments on that one were like, okay, you kind of lost your charm a little
bit. Yeah, all right, buddy. This is actually starting to wonder if it's a parody. What if it is? What if he's just a hilarious? What if he's just like the funniest kid? Who's like, guys, I bet I could get 1 million followers just making crap up. I could believe that too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That would be the absolute next level.
I mean, his profile picture is just him in front of an American flag. He looks like a president or something.
He's wearing a three-piece suit.
Yeah.
When ice melts, water goes down. Well, I don't even know.
I don't know what he was saying either.
Yeah,
but
when does water go down?
I feel like if it's in a glass, it just stays the same. It's the same amount, right?
Yeah, I don't know what he's basing off. That's a great one.
Because he doesn't do school.
Yeah,
he doesn't understand how those things work.
All right, a couple more fan videos.
Doesn't do school.
Wrap that up. Yeah, I'm following that kid. Stay in touch.
Hey, Katie, family man Derek, and Thomas. What's up? My name is Julie, and I live in Knoxville, Tennessee.
We can't see her.
And you guys were talking about first dates, where to go, using gift cards and whatnot. And I just wanted to share one of my dating stories. I have a lot of experience with dating, unfortunately. I'm married now. Thankfully, because I don't ever want to date again. It was just,
dating stops after marriage.
But it can also be rough, too. So I went on a few dates with a guy, and on the first date, we went to play putt-putt, and he knew the person checking people in, and so we got him free. And so I was like, well, that's kind of cool. I mean, he knows people. Maybe he's popular, whatever. People like him, that sort of thing. So it was a little attractive at first.
Okay.
But then we went to go see a movie, and he also knew the person there, the cashier at the movie theater. So we got him free there.
I have two theories at this point.
We went on another date. To a restaurant and have dinner and steakhouse that I will remain nameless. And his mom worked there, and so we got our food for free. And by that point, I was like, okay, this is not really cute anymore. It's kind of just annoying. And also, try to choose maybe places where you don't know people, because the cuteness has worn off. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you guys. Love hearing hilarious dating stories, and I love you guys a lot. You guys are hilarious, and you always make me laugh out loud. So I appreciate all of the humor that you bring to my day and to my week. Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you. Very nice.
That is funny.
Yeah, what's the theory?
My first theory after putt-putt was that he takes girls on dates all the time to putt-putt.
Yes.
So that he goes enough.
Yeah.
That they're like, oh, yeah, you can just have it for free.
That's what I thought. But clearly the theory is that he has no money.
Yeah, that is funny. Like, when a guy gets you in free somewhere once. It's like, okay, that's kind of cool. This guy,
he's respected around here.
He knows people, or he's got important connections. And then I think two is when you're kind of like, I feel like you're milking it. And then three strikes, you're out. You're like, oh, this guy's poor.
Well, three is
That's my mom over there making the blooming onion.
Yeah.
The steak, when she said steakhouse, that there's a big threshold of.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Could be, are we going Longhorn or are we going like Capital Grill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a big window there. So that's hilarious.
And my other thought was that maybe he currently or used to work at each one of these places, and that's why he knows people at them. Or maybe that's where he currently works.
Currently works, or just, you know, him and all his boys work service jobs, and he's like, he's like, dude, what? You got a putt-putt job, and you're at a movie theater? I'm going to date this girl so hard at those places.
Just escape the system right there.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo.
Escape the system. Date cash or befriend cashiers at fun places. You never have to get a job.
Yeah.
Follow me for more tips like this.
For more tips like this. I do love in those videos too. Sometimes he just says things that aren't tips at all.
Yeah.
No, it's like tips. Says like a fun fact.
Wait a second. Okay. I won't make you find this one, Derek. I just want to watch it. It's just the thumbnail is him pointing to an like a overweight mannequin.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. I know which one you're talking about.
I'm just gonna real quick. Are you finding it, Derek?
Yeah.
It's just like the fourth or fifth row down. I'd love his thoughts on this.
People are not gonna like this one. Above.
Derek, you're not.
Do you guys notice anything wrong with this mannequin? I'm not gonna say it, but let me know if you know in the comments. Follow me for more. Do you guys notice anything wrong with this mannequin?
Oh no.
I'm not gonna say it, but
so this
let me
is
know
a little less
Gary
Vee. He's getting a little more Andrew Tate or something. This is what Andrew Tate does too.
Yeah, seriously. I think he probably watches Andrew Tate.
He definitely watches somebody and just regurgitates what they say.
They're all white mannequins. I think he's saying there's not enough diversity.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Probably it.
It's a see-through shirt. It's not very... There's another thumbnail where it's just like, this is an article that says self-made millionaires didn't get good grades in school. I was that type of kid who'd read that and be like, yes!
I knew it!
Why would I study? You get dumber when you study. What a dumb article, dude. I guarantee you, the richest people in the world, if you did their grades, I mean, a vast majority of them made like excellent grades.
They were
grades.
Very smart.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Okay, we got one more, I think.
Yes.
All right, let's do it. We'll move on to the segment I'm excited about.
Hey, Trey, Jake, Katie.
Pause it real quick. Have you guys heard of the millennial pause?
No.
Oh, that's it at the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't, they don't start.
Start again. It's the millennial pause. That's what that means. So, video starts.
Hey, Trey.
That's a long one. Wow. That's a long one.
All right, keep going. What's up, man?
Long time listener. Been meaning to send something in for a long time, but after this last episode, I couldn't help myself.
Imagine if he's like so nervous. He's like, pause it. He's
Boston,
like,
I don't. New Mexico.
I've been wanting to send in for months and months. So I just feel like you guys might make fun of me. So I feel like I finally worked it just immediately. I was like, well, you can't even start a video right.
Pause it.
No, what's up, dude?
North Dakota?
Which is just north of El Paso's other border. And I drive through there every Wednesday. And that's when I listen to your episodes as I'm driving through El Paso.
Let's go.
This week, as I'm listening to you talk about El Paso, I thought I gotta just send them something in this time. Yes, we would love for you to come and have a show here. My wife and I, we would bring all our friends. So, you know, you'd have at least 4 people in attendance.
Okay.
Not too many more seats to sell. And but yeah, we would love to see you here.
Let's go, El Paso.
Also, if you were to come, you know, second point, I also love Mexican food, and I could send you some recommendations for some of the best Mexican food you'd probably ever have.
Believe it.
And so yeah, there's another benefit to coming to El Paso. But yeah, just wanted to send something in real quick. Love listening to you guys.
Sold.
It's very entertaining. Keeps me awake. And while I'm driving through El Paso, and keep it up.
Oh, we're saving this guy's life.
Yeah.
Keeping awake while driving.
We're heroes.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
El Paso, you're Juarez. More of a Juarez fan.
Yeah, I love Juarez.
Yeah. El Paso, you know, I don't know how many cities we're going to get to. I'm starting to be a real city
He kind of is.
Okay, city in the I'm like, where else?
I kind of like,
we
let's,
sell,
let's
just keep
chill
going.
It out.
We can sell 90 tickets there? Why don't you do it?
Let's chill out a little.
We are going to add some shows, though. Later this week.
He did have a pretty funny joke
we'll
in there.
We'll tell the recties.
I'll bring me and all my friends.
Yeah.
We will sell four seats.
People. Wait, what?
New show dates. That's fun.
We're going to announce them soon. March. We'll tell the recties early. I think we're going to announce it this Friday.
Can I guess the cities?
It's 3 cities. One, there's no way you're going to guess. It's a new city. 2 of them, you could guess. It's 2 cities we've done before that we
need to get
to. All
right, Katie, we got this.
We cities need to get to.
Madison.
No.
Oh, that was really the only one. Tulsa.
No.
Jeez. We're just not going to those places this
we
year.
We will, eventually. I definitely want to get to both those
I
cities.
Know one of them, but...
What's a major city we haven't done? Savannah, Georgia.
No. I said we've been to before. One more guess.
We've been to.
That we haven't been.
Where's the hippie place? You've got family there.
Asheville.
No. Asheville.
Closer, though.
Dang it.
Close. Raleigh.
Oh, okay.
Like Raleigh, Durham.
Yeah.
Which is a great area. So I'm excited we'll get there. And Reading. Back to Reading, PA. Reading, PA. Baby.
Cool.
So sorry, our Pennsylvania fans, you got to head into Reading. It's funny when you go to do a show there and half the fans are like,
I can't believe you made us come here.
The only reason I get in this place. Frederick, Maryland is the third one.
Oh, that's Frederick. Pretty much where I used to live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fun. Katie lived in Maryland for a couple of years, weirdly, as a kid. Frederick, yeah. Maryland. It's by, what's it? It's kind of Baltimore-ish.
It's like 45 minutes
from
Baltimore.
I know we had some sheltered, you know, greater Baltimore fans who are like, we don't go to the downtown city. No. So we come to Frederick, okay? You scaredy cat.
F-town.
Cool. Thank you. Send us again. Email, correct@trainer.com. I'm going to wrap this up. Derek, if you cue up some music, I got a dramatic reading I'm excited about.
I'm excited about this, too. I don't even know what it is.
We got sent a fun one. This is someone posted on Instagram. So thanks for sending this in. I shouldn't name her in case we know this person. So it's a caption to a little reel. It goes, POV, a small town introvert girl leaves her husband and takes her 7-month-old son on a free cruise.
Okay, that was the POV?
POV.
Okay. Long POV.
Because what does that mean? Yeah, I guess I'm on the cruise and I'm like staring at this woman.
It's our point of view. You took your 7-year-old son.
I'm just looking at her with a baby on a cruise. Okay.
I mean,
my first thought smart. After my man's sweet goodbye kiss and strong hug.
Oh.
And you got this.
I'm already so annoyed.
What did I get myself into? This emoji. But I'm willing to do things afraid.
What, a cruise?
Vacation? I know that's where growth is.
It's vacation.
And this whole trip, boarding the cruise ship, took a whole level of faith and trust I didn't know I had.
Oh my gosh.
I have a fear of water.
Oh wow. Well then, yeah, that is pretty scary.
I don't understand how it keeps going down. Especially the deep sea below me. And as I felt the first movements, the first rocky motion, I felt the ship rocking through a storm. I felt afraid. Then I heard trust. The Lord gave me a picture of his hand holding me out in the deep water. And I started to feel no fear as I stood at the edge of the ship,
this music.
Staring into the foaming water. It's beautiful.
Water is foaming. Water had rabies?
The dirty water.
Yeah, it was gross.
I trust that I can no longer be afraid heading into more uncomfortable and scary situations. He's got us. He's got me.
Trust.
Earning a free cruise with Plexus will straight up be an experience I'll never forget.
Plot twist. Wow,
this is a good one.
We're heading to Punta Cana next in February. Who wants to come with?
Buenos dias, Punta Cana.
Wow, what kind of Shyamalan twist was that?
I was thinking, like, what kind of, like, you know, psycho who's afraid of water takes
a cruise.
Yeah, you didn't have to do this.
By
yeah.
herself with her baby.
Yeah, takes a kid. Like, imagine being that kid, like, oh, my mom's terrified to be here. That sucks.
Yeah.
Why'd we do this?
Why is your dad not here? The free cruise only paid for two, so he couldn't.
Wait, we need to clarify.
He's the one who actually makes the money.
She's not diamond status in Plexus, but she's platinum.
Was it a 7-year-old or a 7-month-old?
7-month-old.
Oh. Wow, that was 7 years.
Interesting.
So that would, yeah.
Seven.
I mean, that sounds like an awful trip. By yourself, taken out of a 7-month-old on a ship.
On a cruise?
That sounds awful.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, that baby couldn't have slept very well.
And at one point, God had her out on the water.
Yeah,
where's the 7-month-old during that?
Titanicing, like, ma'am, get down. Was she holding the baby as she looked over the edge?
Where's the baby during this?
Where's the baby?
Wow. Plexus must have great childcare on these cruises.
She works on her transitions a little better. It was like this heart for the, okay, we can all do it. God's protecting us. Thanks for the free cruise.
Yes.
Plexus. What's Plexus?
Yeah, I don't know what Plexus is.
Like to get involved.
Welcome for the free advertisement.
Free cruise.
POV.
But only for her, not for her husband. So.
POV, yeah. You come across a small town introvert holding a 7-month-old baby.
On a cruise that she got for free and she doesn't want to be there?
She won't shut up about something called Plexus. Network marketing
could be for you. Movers and shakers. It's like, what's the product?
once again, it's one of these weird, you're like selling, it's 100% profit is what I've learned through these things.
Transforming Health and Happiness, what are the products?
Look at the clientele.
This is Utah. Oh
my yeah, God. Baby.
The Plexus guarantee.
Are they selling drinks?
Healthy lifestyle.
That's crazy how.
What is it?
Scroll to the top. I think I saw. Yeah.
Oh,
hope, health, and happiness.
Oh, it's
slim hunger. Slim microbiome activating supplement.
Oh, so there it's a diet.
Come on.
It's a diet.
All right. Hit her up. Free cruise. Punta Cana.
Punta Cana. Bueno.
All right. I think that's 2024. First episode. We're doing it. Thanks again, Rexy's, for all the love in 2023. It's going to be a good year. Get tickets. We're still coming everywhere. And Katie, good luck with making another kid.
Yeah, thank you for wishing me luck. It takes two to tango.
Look, Trey's got to do his part.
Yep.
You gotta finish it off.
Like, subscribe, give us 5 stars, and we'll see you next week as always.
Cool. Peace. Direct opinion.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.